Now, this week, an application was launched by news publishers to the Commerce Commission for approval to collectively bargain with Facebook and Google over payment for their use of New Zealand journalism. Joining me now is the managing editor of the New Zealand Herald, Shane Curry. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Francesca.
So why are the publishers doing this?
Well, we've looked at what's been obviously happening in our own sort of business lines and revenue over the last 5 to 10 years. We've looked at what's happened overseas more recently in terms of just where publishers and media companies have been, in some cases, negotiating with the tech giants. And we realise that here in New Zealand, we're still on very much an unequal footing. And that as an industry, we want to get together and have the ability to be able to talk as a collective to the tech giants about getting our fair share of the revenue for the work that we invest in every day.
What is the benefit of doing it as a collective approach?
Well, I think what we've seen overseas and, Australia, we look at as probably the best case in recent times of an industry that has negotiated with the giants. But what they did is they actually they negotiated as individual businesses. And in fact, some of the media companies over there weren't able to come to a deal, some of the smaller ones especially. And so, while NZME is a big company in the scheme of things here in New Zealand, we know that the industry here in New Zealand is a broad brush. There's a lot of different players, small and large. And we as a collective, we just see a greater benefit in us all being able to get around the table so that no one misses out. And it's a fair deal all around, and it's open and accountable.
Are you feeling confident the Commerce Commission will allow the collective approach?
Well, we have to wait and see. And I know the Commerce Commission, has looked at a similar case in a different industry recently with the chicken farmers in Tegel. But certainly I think it's a good first step to be able to get around the table. I do think, we can show from our revenue lines over the past few years and the impact that it's had on our newsrooms. I mean, 15 years ago, we had double the number of journalists that we do now in New Zealand. And at the same time, the revenues for the likes of Facebook and Google are just astronomical. Yeah. At the same time, they're paying very little tax in New Zealand. So, in our view, the playing field is very uneven at the moment.
So how valuable are Facebook and Google to media organisations?
Well, obviously, we like to term them as frenemies, in that while, they're taking a lot of the digital ad revenue, it's also imperative that our journalism, our quality, distinctive, accurate journalism is distributed across these channels where our audiences are. And so, for some media companies, and I'm talking generically here, Google and Facebook can probably contribute up to 30% of traffic. And so, it's an important source for media, but at the same time, the social media companies and Google, they all know just how important it is to have that information on their own websites. Because in this day and age, as we all know, there's so much misinformation flying around the internet, and that's particularly so on the social media channels. And so they know the importance of having us there. Mm. And all we're asking for is, recognition of all that investment we're making in our own newsrooms.
How difficult is it negotiating with such powerful companies? Is it easy to get them to the table?
Look, we on a day-to-day basis, we're on good terms. I know the Google and Facebook people reasonably well. A lot of them are based in Australia, but operationally, it's a reasonable relationship. When it comes to talking Turkey, though, and we're looking at the longer term and the bigger picture, we do want them to be a little more open with us. At the moment we've got a government that's sort of sitting back and encouraging Facebook and Google to come to the table. Well, yes, in some cases talks have started, but we're not getting far. And so we do see the Commerce Commission and our approach to the Commerce Commission for a collective bargaining position is a vital cog in getting them around the table.
So just quickly, Shane, if you're looking at a timeline, where would you like this to sort of these discussions to be wrapped up, to have a deal on the table?
Oh, look, we'd like the discussions to start almost immediately as a collective. I'd like to think that if we could make progress well and truly by the early new year. I mean, it's, we've seen, as I say, on our balance sheets at all times, just exactly, where we're sitting. And you know, the matter is urgent. It's important that we come to a deal pretty quickly. We've seen it happen in Australia. There's no reason why it can't happen in the next few months in New Zealand.
Thanks, Shane. Thank you for your time this morning. Very much appreciated. That was Shane Currie, the Managing Editor of NZ Herald.